Hey guys, and thank you for tuning in to the Revenger podcast. Before we get started, I want to do a friendly little plug. I am not being paid to plug this website, but I do think it deserves the recognition that it is due. It is a friendly new website that offers a very good alternative to Twitter and definitely goes against tech censorship of alternative opinions and views. That website is called Parler. You can find it at parler.com, and I hope to see you there. Hey guys, and thanks for tuning in to the very first episode of the Revenger podcast, a part of the FAFO-TV network. You can find our podcast on YouTube. Now, being that this is our very first episode, we kind of tried to pre-plan this, which ended up turning into a massive epic fail. The original premise of tonight's episode was going to be a roast battle. Well, when one of our co-hosts, who was supposed to be in tonight, decided that he was going to go to bed instead, it kind of threw off the whole dynamic, so we tried to do the roast battle between just four of us, and that also turned into an epic fail. You can't pit somebody who is not a professional comedian against a professional comedian and expect it to be funny, especially when you are the roaster roasting the comedian. So we ended up changing the entire dynamic of this episode into a prank call episode. So we were actually going to prank call people or businesses rather than trying to roast each other in a phone call style manner. Now, a little bit of an excerpt. This audio is cut up, and if you're watching the YouTube version of this show, you are going to see everything as it is edited. Now, if you're listening to the podcast, you probably aren't going to understand where all the noises and the sound effects and everything are coming from because you're not actually viewing this on video. But that being said, Louis B., one of our co-hosts, actually decided to play about five audio files of prank calls that he has done in the past. I think you guys are actually going to enjoy this, and I'll come back to you when we go into our live prank calls that we did.
Hello, Winnie.
Hi, just wondering, after my meal, can you give me a happy ending?
Huh?
Happy ending.
Which one?
I wanna get some fried Rottweiler lips, and after that, I want somebody to give me a rub and a tug.
Oh, hold on 1 second.
Okay. Hi.
Yes?
I want some fried chihuahua balls and a happy ending.
Wait, can you say again?
Chihuahua balls. Chihuahua balls. Chihuahua balls.
I don't understand.
Chihuahua balls. Chihuahua balls. Chihuahua balls. Okay. How about kitty intestine soup?
What do you say?
Kitty intestine soup.
Oh, what soup?
Meow meow. You're crazy. Afterwards, can you come and play with my? Can you knock my junk around with a chopsticks, please?
With what? Chopsticks?
Yeah, in my balls.
You come here, okay? I don't understand what you...
No, you're supposed to come here. I want you to come here. Give me kiss.
For what?
Chihuahua balls.
What do you mean, chihuahua balls? I don't understand it.
Balls?
Oh, my God.
Chihuahua balls.
Where? Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is this the Goldstein residence?
Yes, it is.
Hi, yes. I am calling from the Marriott Wake Up Service. We're calling to wake you, give you your Sunday wake up call.
Sunday wake up call for what?
Apparently here you are headed, you have an appointment to see the eye doctor today.
No, I don't.
All right. Well, that's okay. We've already charged your phone $10.99 per minute.
For what? I didn't. What do you mean, kid, taken care of? I mean, what is this, a scam or something? I didn't order anything. You're not charging anything.
It's already been approved.
It's, and what is your name?
My name is Ted Cruz.
Where does this come from? Don't you tell a person? Don't you? I mean, I never ordered any service. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, we're still charging you the longer you have us on the line.
No, you're not, because I will dispute that because I didn't do anything.
Well, if you dispute it, then we'll have to take you to court, and it's just going
to
be...
Well, take me to court.
And then
that's fine with me, because I didn't do anything, and I'm not paying it. You can pay it yourself, you fucking bastard.
You fucking bastard.
In fact, I should call this. I'm gonna Google. Let me Google the number. Google the number of this restaurant. Ask for some titty cheese. Clebrasserie, New York City. Here's the number. I'm calling right now. I'm calling the restaurant that has the titty cheese. Oh God! Alrighty, add people. The number is 212-633-8033, and they advertise the number, so I could advertise it myself. So, if you want titty cheese, call them.
Good evening, Clebrasserie.
Yeah, hi. Is there a way for me to get some of that titty cheese?
Some of that what?
The breast milk cheese.
We don't have it in a restaurant.
Okay, where can I get it?
You could contact our PR company. They know more about it, and I think they do like private tastings or something. You can schedule that up, but we don't have it in your restaurant.
I see. All right. Okay. Because I have an uncle. He's making his own cheese with his semen.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. I mean, can he come by with his cheese?
No.
Why not?
Okay, I'm getting on the phone now.
It's healthy.
It's natural.
Titty cheese.
So I only played 3 of the 5 prank phone calls that Louis played for us while we were recording this podcast. And the main reason is because they took up way too much time. Not only that, but they weren't nearly as funny as the ones that I had just played for you. The next excerpt of the show, which was the main part of the show, which actually tied up a lot of time, was us actually making phone calls on the spot. We had this bright idea that we were going to prank call scammers, but every scam number that we called at this time of night actually did not connect, or it went to voicemail, or the phone numbers were already removed from the services that they had subscribed to. I'm assuming it's because they were from Pakistan or whatever, but we decided that we were going to call actual businesses instead, and this is the byproduct of the prank phone calls that we made.
I'm not coming in tomorrow. I have to call,
are
like,
you
I'm
a cashier, or?
Like, I'm calling in sick. Yeah.
Like, what department are you on?
Yeah, I'm cashier.
Okay, 1 second.
Shit. What now?
I have this weird clicking on my phone.
Hi, this is Cam. How can I help you?
Hi, I have to call in sick. I have been puking all night.
Who is
it? This is John. But
okay.
Yeah, I've just been puking all night. I think I've got food poisoning. I've just been diarrhea, like straight out of my Tracy.
Tracy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have the wrong store. You need to call Preston Avenue.
Oh, it was Preston. Oh, okay, which one is this one?
This is Stonegate or Stonebridge.
Oh, okay. You know what the problem is? I used to work at Stonegate, and I got
transferred. I'm transferring you right now.
Okay, yeah.
I'm transferring you right now. Okay.
This is the second time, man.
Good job. Kenneth is just way too nice.
I thought that she was going to call me on it. I thought she was going to call me because she was like, who's your manager?
Now you got to ask for Tracy.
Dude. Who is this? John? Oh, she was listening. Oh, she hung up. She was listening.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Right. Fuck.
As you can see, the first attempt at pranking a business was definitely not a success. I will say that was probably one of the most serious phone calls that we made throughout the night. Louis ended up making one more at a Walmart in California, and because he wasn't quite prepared for it, it ended up not being a prank phone call, but the guy actually took him serious and said that, you know, as long as he let him know, he didn't have to go in sick. So we're just going to move on to the actual gold of the live phone calls during the recording.
Trade Save EV Games, Alex speaking. How can I help you?
Hi. What time do you guys close this evening?
We're closing in 20 minutes.
Okay, well, my grandson wanted to buy a new Fortnite game.
Yeah, Fortnite is actually free on your console, so there's no need to come down here. You can just download it there.
He insisted that I come and buy it. Now, I should be there in about 15 minutes. I have cash, but I am quite old. Do you have a wheelchair ramp?
There's no wheelchair ramp at the center mall, but that's because we don't have stairs at the center mall. It's wheelchair accessible, so you'll be fine.
Okay. Will you?
I'm going to pass you on to my colleague.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. I was just wondering, how much do you charge for Fortnite down there?
Fortnite is a free-to-play game. You can just download it on your console.
I don't quite understand. I have a Nintendo 64. How many controllers do I need?
A Nintendo 64, it is not compatible with. That's sadly too old of a console.
That is the most bullshit thing I've ever heard in my life. Just
sadly,
a bunch of rip-off people.
Sadly, there's nothing, just Fortnite's not compatible with that, sorry.
What kind of system do I need to get?
Switch, Xbox One, or a PlayStation 4?
I have $50, how does that sound?
Sadly, there are a bit more than $50.
You motherfucker!
Hey, man, I'm assuming this is a prank call. I just want to say I got you guys' phone number, but damn, I love you guys.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, you too. Thank you for making my day. Have a good one.
Damn, motherfuckers.
Should have called them motherfucking noobs.
That was good. That was good. I'm glad that he was like, okay, I know this is a prank call.
The moment you said Nintendo 64, he fucking knew. That was good. I like it. You did good.
Thank you for calling Pepperton's Fairview. How may I be of service?
Hey, what time do you guys close?
We closed at 9, but starting next week, we'll close at 10.
Okay, so you guys are... What time is it right now?
We're 9:47. We're closed today.
Okay, I know this is a bit of a taboo question to ask, but...
No, good shoot.
But I lived in China for a while, and I kind of developed a taste for this meat. Do you guys know, like, any place that actually sells dog meat in Houston?
No, but your best chance would be Chinatown and Bel Air, like on Southwest Houston. If you go down Bel Air, you go to Chinatown, or you go to Hong Kong City Market, like, you might be able to find something like that. They have a lot of street food and stuff like that.
Okay, so they would actually sell, sorry, they would actually...
You would have to ask around, because I don't think it's something that you can do quite, like, up front on a menu, or I don't know of any restaurant that has it as a cuisine.
Is it illegal to sell dog meat?
I'm not sure.
No?
I'm not sure. But I'm like, you know, if you were to find something like that, it would be in, like, the Hong Kong City Market in Bel Air. Because they have, like, a lot of, like, it's more like market style. And you can go there and there are a lot of people that cook their own food and have vendors and stuff.
The last time, to be honest with you, the last time I was there, it was, like, right after that one employee shot up the place, and I haven't been there since.
Oh, okay.
So, I didn't know that they actually had street vendors there, though. That's kind of new to me.
Yeah, well, not necessarily street vendors, but, you know, like, when you walk through the market, they have vendors that sell street food, and, like, you'll see the, like, duck hanging up, or you can go to a cart and buy whatever food, and you might be able to ask around there.
Okay,
Then that's the best help I can get, because I'm from that side of town, so sometimes you get lucky. And then there are times where, because we do buy a lot of, we do use a lot of Asian products, sometimes we need to go over there to that market to get stuff. So you never know, but that would probably be your best bet.
Okay, so on the other side of Bel Air?
Yes. Okay. Towards the southwest side of Houston. Yes,
okay. Can you tell me what the cross street is for that again? I haven't been on that side of Bel Air in forever.
Give me one second. I would have to look it up.
You know what? You know what? I could probably find it on Google. It's Hong Kong City Mall or Hong Kong City Market?
Hong Kong City Market.
Okay. And that's, I believe that's across the street from the dim sum place, right?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay.
I know there's like a Lee's. There's a whole bunch of like popular Chinese stuff around there. And then there's a whole bunch of like, there's a Kim Sun around there. There's a lot of Asian places around there.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to get on this search for this dog meat because I really have, I just have that. I mean, it's weird. You know, once I had it once, I was like, man, I need it. I need it. And it's just, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird to say, but it's like they have a dish in China that I like to eat that you can't even find here. So.
Yeah. My dad has had it before. I haven't had it before. My dad has told me it's pretty good. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of like, I think the closest meat that you can get it to is like squirrel meat, but less rubbery.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that, sir.
thank you very much.
You have a great one.
Bye.
Holy shit, he just fessed to it.
He fessed up to eating dog meat.
Hi, is the manager there?
Manager?
Si, yo quiero hablar con su manager. Con su jefe.
Yo soy el manager.
Si, okay. Yo tengo una pregunta de su nombre de tu restaurante.
¿Tú qué, perdón?
Yo tengo una pregunta de la nombre de tu restaurante.
Dime.
Tú sabes, Chonga sonrisista. Chonga. Chonga está racista para la gente de Panamá.
Ah, ¿por qué dices eso?
No, como cuando Estados Unidos estaba atacando la país ahí, se llamó la gente chongas.
¿Chongas?
Sí.
No,
¿por qué tú estás riendo? It's not funny. Porque... It's not no, funny.
No te entiendo lo que me estás diciendo.
Okay. ¿Por qué?
¿Cómo?
¿Cómo que? ¿Tú me oyes? ¿Tú me oyes?
Te escucho, pero ¿qué dices? ¿Qué haces? ¿Qué?
Chonga, son racistas de la gente de Panamá.
¿Por qué dices eso?
Ay, Dios mío. Cuando los Estados Unidos se mataron mucha gente de Panamá. Se llamaste nosotros chongas.
Oh, pero nosotros somos chongas desde hace muchos años y no es por eso. Somos otro tipo de chongas. No estamos siendo racistas con nadie.
Sí, pero son racistas, pero gente. ¿Tú tienes gente de Panamá que se trabaja ahí?
Pero aquí nunca hacen racismo, de por, nada.
¿No?
No.
Okay, entonces tú tienes una jugo. ¿Tú se vende un jugo que se llama jugo de mamao?
No.
¿No por qué?
No, yo no sé de lo que estás hablando. Si quieres venir aquí enfrente de mí y dímelo, ¿okay?
Okay, ¿tú quieres yo meto un pequezón en tu cara entonces, enfrente a ti?
Sí, ven y dímelo en mi cara.
Okay, okay, yo dice en tu cara, pendeja.
Gracias, estúpido.
Mama huevo.
Oh, dude, I'm over here laughing my fucking ass off, man. Racist in Panama? Chungas is a racist word in Panama?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just watch, they're gonna rebrand.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, 1 second.
What am I calling this one for? What am I calling for?
You're calling just some food.
Just give me 1 second. What am I making reservations?
Yes, you're making reservations.
So I've got like 70 people that need to come in for an event. Like, tonight.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, now I can.
Okay, sorry. So, I've got like 70 people that need to come in for an event, and I'm just wondering how much space that you have.
How many?
70. So that's like 70. We had... Oh, okay. Well, I don't mean tonight, but like in the future, like we have like a drag queen story time hour that's coming up later in the week. And we just wanted to make sure that afterwards we were going to be able to have some children come along and just come in and have some drinks and get some food afterwards and just have some space that was going to be safe for everyone.
Okay, yeah. This is a licensed bar, so children will not be able to come.
Okay, so we would only be able to bring like 12, and minors probably wouldn't be able to come. That might be a problem. Okay.
Yeah, it's 21 and
up. Oh, okay. So, I might have to get back to you. And what can I get your name if I have to call again? Or can I just talk to you?
Yeah, my name is Sherry.
Okay, Sherry, perfect. Okay. And it's not possible, like, you don't have, like, a big room or anything for anyone? Like, if we just, like, squeeze right in? Oh, okay. All right. Oh, I'll.
Yeah, we have pretty limited space, and we are not able to accommodate a party of that size.
All right. I'm sorry to waste your time.
No, you're perfectly fine. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, that was everything.
All right. You have a great night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
You do that a little too well.
You do that way too well.
All right, guys. Well, that's pretty much it for tonight's episode. I hope you enjoyed. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at FAFO Network. You can also find me personally on Parlay at The Milkshaked. Next week's episode, we would like to take a few user suggestions, so if you comment down below on this video, we'll take everything into consideration and weigh our options. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thanks.